This piece was brought to you by White Oak Pastures, whiteoakpastures.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business. Christmas trees are big business come holiday time. 35 million trees are produced every year. 95% of them shipped and sold directly from Christmas tree farms. There's much debate as to whether real or artificial Christmas trees are more environmentally responsible. Many assume that artificial trees have less harmful impacts because they can be reused. In the early 1900s, Theodore Roosevelt famously banned putting up a Christmas tree in the White House because cutting down trees went against his ideas of conservation. Before the 1940s, most people harvested their own trees from nearby forests. Since then, tree farms have become ubiquitous around the holidays, and now only 2% of Christmas trees come from the wild. Fake trees gained momentum in the early aughts. A 2004 poll garnered that 58% of people who put up a Christmas tree that year used an artificial one. The popularity of live trees has since resurged with the general understanding that the real ones are not as egregious as once perceived. The fact that they are primarily grown on farms greatly minimizes deforestation. The downside being that pesticides and chemicals are often used in their production. Artificial trees cause factory pollution and are made of PCV plastic, meaning they can't be recycled. On the other hand, they can be reused many times over. An environmental consulting firm in Montreal called Ellipsos did a major study on the environmental impact of real versus artificial Christmas trees and determined that a real tree is a slightly better option than a fake one with respect to climate change and resource depletion. Unless the owner of an artificial tree reuses their tree for at least 20 years. A main concern of live trees is the waste it produces after the holiday seasons. We're all familiar with the image of sidewalks becoming seasonal cemeteries for the huge green plants. Instead of leaving a tree out for trash where it will inevitably end up in a landfill, recycling your tree or having it converted into mulch is a fairly simple and very responsible way to honor the land that provided your tree. The National Christmas Tree Association website offers a variety of ways to help you use your tree for good, including tips on recycling programs and organizations that use trees to help areas that need help after experiencing weather-related damage. While Christmas trees overall are less harmful to the environment than, say, driving a car, we still hope that you take one more step towards sustainability and either reuse or recycle your tree this season. Your Christmas will be that much brighter. I'm Sarah Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.